From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Missouri residents will get to know more about their new governor today as Mike Parson delivers an address before a joint session of the legislature. He spent the past week meeting with cabinet members, lawmakers, and mayors after taking over when Eric Greitens resigned. Senate GOP leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City hopes the new governor uses his address to let everyone know that everything's okay.
We've been through some ups and downs in the state over the last several months, and I believe he will reassure us that he's doing his best in building his team and meeting with people all across the state to let folks know that the ship of government is sailing.
Parson has stated that he wants to find a way to fill the vacancy in the lieutenant governor's office. Kehoe has downplayed the speculation that he may be chosen for the job, but says it would be an honor. KBIA will carry the address live today at 5 p.m. A Missouri man who served 20 years in prison for first-degree murder had his sentence commuted by former Governor Eric Greitens. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 52-year-old Jesse McKim had been serving a life sentence for first-degree murder charges related to the 1997 death of Wendy Wagnon of Kirksville. Evidence of an inaccurate ruling on the part of a medical examiner, prosecutorial misconduct, and witness credibility were all cited as reasons for a new trial, but they were all denied by appeals courts. Greitens said in a news release, quote, six experts have concluded that the cause of death identified at the time was completely wrong, unquote. The prosecutor in the case maintains that the man is guilty and says he is concerned the former governor's office never contacted him about the case. Speaking to reporters Friday morning in Kansas City, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill denounced the Trump administration's latest attempt to kill the Affordable Care Act. The Justice Department said Thursday it would not defend against a legal challenge by 20 states, including Missouri and Kansas, to parts of the health care law that prevent insurers from denying coverage or charging higher rates to people with pre-existing conditions.
One of the most important reforms in ACA was telling insurance companies, you can't deny people the opportunity to buy insurance because they've had the nerve to be sick before. The notion that they're trying to undermine the protection for people with pre-existing conditions, I think that's outrageous.
Nearly a third of non-elderly adults in Missouri and Kansas have pre-existing conditions. A ruling on the issue is likely months away and could be appealed. New Governor Mike Parson says he has no plans to reinstate a popular low-income housing tax credit program, according to reporting from the Columbia Missourian. In November 2017, the Missouri Housing Development Commission voted to cut the program, led by then-Governor Greitens' appointments to the commission. There were only two dissenting members of the commission, and Parson was one of them. Parson said last Tuesday that he is planning on developing a commission that will, quote, truly do a study. For low-income housing to come back, to even have a shot at returning, we're going to have total reform, unquote. A 2017 report from the state auditor's office says the program was run in a grossly inefficient way. The report said that only 42 cents of every dollar of credit were being used for low-income housing projects. Reports from previous auditors drew similar conclusions. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.